Oh, that goes back to when I was a teenager. So difficulties I face maintaining my culture is when I was in that community, when I moved to San Diego, another reason why I disowned my culture is a lot of the Filipinos that were at that school were Filipino American and had no, they were very Americanized. So basically they had no experience about the Philippines, and their parents didn't really enforce them to learn about the Philippines. And so that's where they would be like, oh, that they're a fob or things like that. And so, when you're in high school and middle school, you want to fit in. And so you start to do things to fit in. And so I saw that I was doing that as well. Like every time we say Filipino parties, we say fob parties. And my brother would talk to me Tagalog, and I would get be like, talk English. Why do you talk Tagalog? And stuff like that, which I'm not very proud of. But like I said, I had to get through that, right? I was also like, I don't like my nose. It's flat. I want to get a nose job. Things like that when you're younger. A lot of identity issues. Because I think when you're at that age, you're still trying to figure yourself out, too. So that's the struggle that I had as far as that.